Bench bumps.
Cam FM.
Sorry, we're going to have to cut that short there because we are now going to head Riverside for the M4 and W3 division. Tim, can you hear me?
Yes, Jack. So we've got the combined M3 and M4 and W3 division coming up. The men will start in about a minute's time. We'll inform you after that. They've just started to say the rundown for the men's division. We've got King's M2, Fitz M3, Robinson M3, Claire M3, Jesus M3 and Peterhouse M3. If we head up to start some commentary on that.
It's Sophie on first post.
Hello, Sophie. Yeah, if you can... What's going on at first post? Sophie, can you hear me? What's going on at first post?
It's Sophie on first post and Jesus M3 have got whistles on Claire M3. One whistle for Jesus M3 on Claire M3 as they come round first post corner.
So Tim, whereabouts are you and what you're expecting in this division then?
So I'm on grassy corner and I can already see the top of the division coming through strongly. So we've got King, Smith and Robinson all closing down on each other. This could be an interesting race through to the lower section of the course. Behind them we have Claire and Jesus, who are very close. It looks like Jesus is about to bump there. That should happen somewhere. Fitz taking a slightly wide line. King's coming through. Through a distant corner, very very much on the inside.
Really
behind, right at the back, yes, I can just about see Peterhouse coming into view now. So they've got all the boats that have made it through the start. We haven't had any early crashes. King's running through very strongly. Fit. He bumped up yesterday, being closed down very strongly by Robinson, who is sporting one LMBT blade. There's about a length in that. Behind that, we have Jesus, who are a canvas on Claire. That's very close and will almost certainly be a bump in very, very short time. There's overlap now. Jesus significantly inside Claire. They should bump very shortly. They're very low in the water at the stern. But behind Jesus, Peterhouse are closing them down strongly. It looks like Robinson are closing down Fit as well, but Kings at the front of the division are running away very strongly towards Dick and Corner. Jesus are being closed down heavily by Peterhouse now, but they're also right on Claire. Now, it looks like this should be very interesting in the plough reach.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tim. We'll throw to Lucy now, who will be further up the course. Lucy, what can you see now?
It's really exciting up here. We've got Fitz M3 and Rob M3, Robinson M3. And Robinson, I think, have nearly got the bump. They've just got to get contact now because they're round grassy. So the rules for bumps are you have to get contact once you're past grassy. Just getting alongside them is not enough. They've got to get that contact. So it's pretty much all up to the cops now. The Robinson cops has got to steer into the Fitz crew. And it's looking like they're going to do it as they come round the corner. And he's got to steer right to this corner. We've got contact. Have we got contact? And further up, we have Jesus M3, a bump by Peterhouse M3. As Claire M3 in front, push away. Yep, that's a confirmed bump there. And we've still got Robinson and Fitz carrying on round the corner. Claire M3 are looking clear here. And back to the studio.
So, thank you, Lucy. So, what are we expecting between Fitz and Robinson? Do they look like they're going to bump on the long reach?
I think it looks likely, although, I mean, unfortunately, I think the cops was a little bit... I mean, the excitement of bumps really can put you off as a cox, and I don't think she was quite going for that corner as she would have done normally. The tradition is to steer for the course, not steer for the bump. But in this case, she was kind of just trying to keep going forward, and she should have steered for this corner at Ditton.
Okay.
So I will go and find out what's happened and get back to you.
Thank you, Lucy. So we should have the W3 division coming up quite quickly now. So Sophie, back on first post corner, can you see the W3 boats pushing out now?
The 4 minute gun's just gone for W3 division. So a lot of very nervous crews, I assume, under the railway bridge. And one minute gun. And they are pushing out now. I can see them moving into the centre of the river. So exciting. They should be off. And they've gone. Looks like clean starts from all of them. So should be a good chase up to first post corner.
So, Sophie, what's the division looking like? Can you just give us a rundown of all the boats in this division?
Yeah, so we've got first and third W2 at the top being chased by Claire W2, who are being chased by Wilson V1, and then Murray Edwards W2. Some very quick crews from the races this term, so hopefully we should see some bumps. First and third W2 having been sent down from the W2 division, they'll be looking to row over nice and strong at the top.
Okay, thank you, Sophie. So, Tim, what kind of things are you expecting in this division? And are you expecting a lot of action around Grassy?
So, the men came through very strongly. If we see the same from the women, we can have a much very interesting race with a much bigger... So, with 12 instead of 5. As far as I expect, they'll be starting from further back, so there'll be a little bit more start action behind Railway Bridge. But it's looking like there are three crews who... three bumps in the middle of the division yesterday. So a lot of... going up and down, this results in some interesting action between Murray Edwards and Sydney. Murray Edwards 3 and Sydney okay. 2, and Darwin 2 and Cat 2.
Thank you, Tim. Right, we're going to go back to Sophie now because it should be hotting up down at First Post Corner. Sophie.
Yes, the boats are just about to come round First Post Corner, and as predicted, first and third are looking nice and strong in front of Claire W2, but the battle is hotting up behind them. The dodgy coxing going on around First Post Corner means that Claire have now pulled into a length on first and third W2. They've got one whistle, and behind them, Wolfson have got a whistle on them, so this is a real sandwich situation up at the top. It's just a matter of who's going to get who first. I think it looks like Claire are pulling into first and third. Round first post corner, they've gone to half a length. They've got half a length on first and third W2. Wolfson come round, and behind them, Queens W2 are pulling into Murray Edwards W2. They've got two whistles. They've got half a length on them coming into first post. Moving to canvas.
Okay, thank
you. It looks like they've got about a canvas on them. Very strong line coming into first post corner. They're pushing hard. Will Marietta be able to hold around the corner?
And then so there's thank a lot you, of Sophie.
Behind them.
Thank you, Sophie. I think we'll head to Tim now on Grassy Corner and see what Tim can see on Grassy Corner, because you should have the top of the division coming through now.
Absolutely, Jack. So they've got first and third followed very hard by Claire, who comes out. I think they want to get very back here. Behind them, Wilson going strongly as well. Behind that, we've got Murray Edwards, who lost a lot of ground by the looks of it. They're a long way behind this front three of Wilson, Claire at the front, first and third. They're all charging down very strongly. It looks like first and third have just conceded to Claire. So Claire have gone back up top of the beach, so we're going again shortly as a sandwich boat. Claire and first and third bumped down Wilson, Wilson's taking emergency action to avoid that. Behind that, Queens look like they're about to bump Murray Edwards. This could be exciting. It looked like Wilson have headed into the bank as well. They've bounced off the bank. They've had taken evasive action and now rowing again. Behind that, of course, we have this battle between Queens and Murray Edwards, which looks like it now comes to an end as Queens hit the head to the bank as Murray Edwards. So I'm going to say that Queens have bumped up on Murray Edwards. Okay. Wilson will drive.
Thank you, Tim. I think we'll head back to the bottom of the division now. Sophie, can you see anything that's happened with the lower boats around first post?
We've just got the last racing crew coming around first post corner now. That's Jesus W3, who are rowing over nice and strong. There's rumours of some obstruction at the bottom of this division, some boats not clearing quite as quickly as they should have, but Jesus W3 is still looking strong as they race around first post corner.
Okay, thank you. So we'll go back to Tim now. What can you see? Can we make any sense of those lower boats?
So we have what looks like Sydney Classics. Murray Edwards are very gently cruising to the bank. They've been in no hurry to clear because nothing seems to be going on behind them. Behind that, I have what looks like Sydney rowing through very gently. They're still rowing. They don't appear to be doing anything. And just behind that, we have the next boat appearing, which is not a Murray Edwards boat. It's... looks like it's going to be a Jesus boat. It's an awful lot of stuff has happened between them. Four boats that would have bumped out if that is indeed Jesus, which looks really, yes, I can see black blades and red stripes of Jesus blades. So,
okay, which case, I'm going to throw back to Sophie on first post corner and we can see what's going on down there. Sophie, what's going on with those bottom four boats? We're looking for Darwin W2, Claire Hall W1, and Lucy Cav Hughes all combined. What's going on?
I'm not quite sure. There's a lot of boats pulled in. There's not much movement. I'm walking down to see if I can find out what's going on. It looks like Darwin have been bumped. I'm not sure, though. They're all so far down. It's all carnage under the railway bridge, basically. It seems like four crews are pulled in after a very close battle, I assume, pitched from the start. So, yeah, that's Darwin pulled in, so I can only...
That's fine. Okay, thank you, Sophie. Whilst I'll let you go and find out what's going on down there. I'm just going to throw it quickly to Lucy. Is anything else going on around Disson Corner?
Hi, we just had Wolfson W1 coming round, looking pretty steady. Everyone else bumped up around them. And we've also got another crew coming up here. I think it's Sydney Sussex, who this is their lucky day because they bumped out yesterday. So it looks like they're rowing over today there. Is that Sydney Sussex? Yeah.
Cool.
And I'd also like to report some contention on a previous bump in the men's division. As Jesus and Peterhouse crews, bank parties were walking past, it seems that Jesus had thought that they had bumped Claire, had kind of taken the pressure off, and Peterhouse had got the bump, perhaps. But we'll have to wait for confirmation of that. It could be a possible re-row, but I'm not sure.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Lucy, for that. That's interesting. We'll have to keep an eye on that one. So... Tim, have you been keeping a track of bumps? I don't know if we can have a provisional rundown.
Yeah, so interesting situation that happened here. It looks like Jesus at the top of the division have rode through very gently. They didn't give you any for anything, so I'm going to assume that they've rode over. Behind that, though, I'm really uncertain. We've got five boats unaccounted for. We've got Murray Edwards W3, St. Cat W2, Darwin W2, Claire Hall W1, and the Lucy Campus Hall combined in W2 that I can't account for. I haven't seen any of them come past yet. Rowing out, so I suppose it will just happen. That's fine. Clearly, there's been some carnage that's happened. I think you'll get the results, the final results from that from Lucy shortly.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Tim.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
And we've got Lucy now live from the Riverside, who's going to give us the confirmed results for M4 and W3. Lucy, hello.
Hi. So I'm here. With the results tent, and it was quite an interesting division because there were two technical rowovers, which means that there was an element of contention. So King's rowed over, Robinson did get fit, but at the bottom of this M4 division, we all thought that Peterhouse had bumped Jesus, and I think even Peterhouse were very sure, Jesus were very sure they beat Claire, but Peterhouse in the end got a technical rowover, and Jesus did get the Claire bump. So Claire has gone down and Fitz has gone down in M4. In the W3 division, we had the technical rowover was with Darwin W2, who I think they thought they'd got St. Cat's, but St. Cat's had already bumped Murray Edwards. So who got the bump in W3? Claire W2 bumped up to the top position. Queen's W2 bumped Murray Edwards W2. St. Cat's bumped Murray Edwards, as I said, and Lucy Cab's last Hughes Hall bumped Claire Hall. Jesus W3 rowed over. So that's the results from today. Pretty exciting with all the technical rowovers and all the contention. But yeah, over to the studio.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lucy. So there are quite a few bumps in that division. And I think the contention comes at the bottom of M4, doesn't it? Where those two rowovers... Sorry, Beth. I'll leave Beth to it. But we had Claire. It was Claire, sorry, on W3. Claire W2 managed to bump up. And in honour of Claire, I have a little sound flash. Black and gold, black and gold. Black and gold. So that's for you, Claire. We've got those coming all day. So if your college bumps, if you want to hear your college's sound flash, then do message into the studio and let us know.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.